also cast your vote for deserving nominees. All at KomoNews.com/champions. That's KomoNews.com/champions. Every community needs one. We know every community has one. Brotherton Community Champions, driving for excellence. From Brotherton Cadillac, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Como Ford, and Como 1000 News Radio. Visit KomoNews.com/champions. Como News Radio knows that the holidays are all about giving to those you care about. And we care about you so much that this season, we want to give you the present. Tune in all season for your chance to pick your present. 7:15, 11:15, and 5:15 weekday. 7:15 weekend morning. Be the 10th caller and pick a present between 1 and 97.7. You could win a present from Salish Lodge, Radio City Christmas Spectacular, Salty's, or Gene Juarez. Como News Radio's 97.7 present. All this season. ComoNews.com.
Sounds good right there. 149 at Como News Radio. And weather-wise, it's overcast right now, and you can expect some showers with a chance of an evening thunderstorm. And then showers taking place as we move through the week to the end of the week. And then we're going to have more rain coming up this weekend. So it's pretty much get ready for temperatures with highs in the mid-40s. And that's actually about where we're at right now. In Seattle, 45 degrees. And time for the Money Minute at 149 at Como News Radio. FedEx projects a busiest day. Como News Radio business editor Brian Gregory has details.
FedEx forecasts it will ship 13 million packages on December 14th, which it expects to be its busiest day this year. It shipped about 12 million packages on the peak day last year. FedEx ships an average of about 7.5 million packages a day. Both FedEx and UPS generally release their holiday peak predictions in November, but neither company offered predictions last year, citing economic uncertainty. UPS expects to release a prediction later this month. Keep in mind, Wednesday is Veterans Day, a Federal Reserve holiday, so financial institutions will likely close. Post offices are closed, and there will be no residential or business mail deliveries. Bond markets will be closed, but Wall Street works with equities trading. Stocks struggled to hold gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 20 to close at 10,246. The NASDAQ Composite down almost 3 to finish at 2,151. The S&P 500 virtually unchanged at 1,093. The Como Money Minute to 20 and 50 past each hour. Find money news anytime at comonews.com. I'm Brian Guckery, Como News Radio.
151 at Como News Radio. With coming up, we will have Como AAA traffic.
Judy loves her cat.
She's my baby. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Tabitha is 10 years old now.
She's a brown tabby with green eyes. She's laying right here beside me.
Like a lot of seniors, Judy lives on a limited income, which makes it hard to buy Tabitha's food. Luckily, Judy doesn't have to worry about that, thanks to the Seattle Humane Society's Pet Food Bank.
I don't know what I'd do without the Humane Society's help. It would be a very hard struggle.
This is Brenda Barnett, CEO for the Seattle Humane Society, asking you to help others like Judy and Tabitha by donating food to the Pet Food Bank. Our cupboards are getting bare. We have an urgent need for wet cat food. Stop by the Seattle Humane Society shelter in Bellevue anytime or check out our website, seattlehumane.org, for a drop-off location near you. We never want someone to have to give up their best friend just because they don't have pet food. With your help, no one will. Thank you.